Hey.
Hey, what up with you, girl?
Hey, happy holidays.
Well, merry holiday, because I got to be, you know, you got to be careful how you say all this. So merry holiday to you and a happy whatever.
I know. I had a minor dispute on Facebook over the holidays.
Did you really?
But it's all good. We all made peace and agreed that we could disagree and all still love each other.
I am at peace with whatever people want to call it. You know, if they want to call it Merry Christmas, that's fine with me. And if they want to say Happy Holidays, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I think the big thing is to not get lost in all the words, because after all, this is the time we celebrate the Prince of Peace, right?
Peace, yes.
So it's one of those things, I just think it's important not to get lost in the words.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
People, you know, there was a story that was out. Oh, man, it was a couple of weeks ago before I went on vacation. I've been off through Christmas. And this guy was ringing a bell for the Salvation Army, the Red Kettles, right?
Yeah.
And this person was walking by, and he said, Happy Holidays. And the person started to move towards them. And he thought, well, he's going to give me some change. And the person actually came over and punched him and said, it's supposed to be Merry Christmas.
Oh, my word.
What's wrong with you? And so, what love and joy of the season, huh?
I know what you mean. I was out one day and I was talking to a young man who was having an issue with violence, and he was talking about, oh, we should beat our kids, and
wow,
all these issues with women that he had, and it was all women's fault that there was a disruption with violence, and so only they wanted to stop just because they want men to behave. And I mean, any which way this man could go, he was really on a tear. And I finally looked at him, and all I said was, I can see inside that you have a great heart, and maybe the next time I see you, you'll be calm enough to hear what I have to say. And he shut up, he looked at me, and he thanked me. And then he told me his story, and he was a man who was suffering, and he was feeling separate from everyone and everything, you know? So it was sad, and the reality of the situation is that's what's inside of people who act out violently.
I like how you put that. You basically went after his greater potential.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't attack him. You said, knowing that he has a big heart. And so right away, people are going to like with hearing that, and then maybe they're going to go into that, right?
Yeah. I've done that a few times. One time there was a young woman beating her child in front of me. And you know how I am with kids. And I had choices, and what I decided to do was go over and say to her, can I help you? And she handed me the child. That's what she did.
Really?
And I wound up helping her go home with her kids. And it was one of these situations where she was feeling overwhelmed. And I'm not advocating that she hit her child for any reason. You know, I'm just saying that the core issue was she was overwhelmed, and me going in attacking her would not solve the problem.
Absolutely.
So, that's where I tend to try to go to with people. And sometimes people would say, well, how do you do that? You know, you do it at risk to yourself. But I'm not thinking that way. I'm just going over there. And I think that when you really come from your heart, you can do that fearlessly.
Right. And people respond.
Yes.
There was a guy that...
You responded.
No, I was going to tell you, you were in a situation, but there was a... I remember years ago, and I always wondered how people that live in gang-infested areas, drug areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy, I was doing a wedding in this area where I live in Escanaba area. And he came up to me, really nice guy, young guy, maybe 18, 19, and he was telling me about his life in Chicago and in some of the areas that weren't so good. He goes, oh, yeah, I've had people pull gun on me. And he says, but I told him, either you're going to use it or you're not. If you're not going to use it, then let me alone and let me be on my way. And it was just his casual approach. Now, I'm not recommending that, but it was his, he was a peaceful man, and he didn't worry about it. Now, again, I wouldn't recommend somebody go try that, but it just struck me, because that's kind of the attitude you have to have when you deal with things.
I think so, and I think anymore, it's what you create in your heart, and or live from in your heart, is what you create in your world. And I feel now more than ever, we all have the potential to create peace here. And I feel the way to do that is by living from the heart. And people sense that, and they're sensing it's time for a change. But again, when you're living from the heart, you do it fearlessly. And you know that, too, because you're pretty fearless.
You know what would be nice, Joy? You know what really would be nice?
What?
If we could somehow go in the future and, like, draw somebody back or something, man, we could learn some of these things, you know?
Well, how about... There are certain things we can do. Heart thread helps you go in the heart. That's one thing. And the other thing is, yes, we could go in the future, too. And I was thinking maybe what we could do is have you time travel into the future and see what your world is like.
Really?
And how does that sound?
Are we talking like turning my clock ahead in the spring, that kind of future? Or are we talking...
No, we're talking like going into the year, say, 2025.
Interesting.
Like the song?
Yeah. Hopefully man is still alive.
Song?
Yes, if man is still alive.
Yes.
If
yes.
Women can survive.
Yeah. How's that sound?
That sounds good. How
all
do we
right.
do that?
Well, you now, have you ever been regressed?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. Have you ever meditated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So regression and meditation are along the same lines. Regression, though, is just like being guided into a meditation.
Okay.
Now, you're used to doing it on your own, so this time what I would do is just guide you because, you know, it's always nice to fly with a guide, right? You know?
Sure, absolutely.
But he's working the controls up in the airplane, right?
Right.
And since you've meditated... If you're willing to give this a shot, we could even try it now over the air.
Oh, why not? I'm
okay.
game.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like you to do is shut your eyes.
Okay.
And I'd like you to take some deep breaths.
All right.
Okay. And focus on a beautiful oscillating golden light coming down the top of your head. And it's spinning clockwise. See that light?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And now as I'm talking, I'm giving you some suggestions here. And the first thing I'm suggesting that you remember, if at any point you want to stop or come back, you just say, I'm stopping. And then just come back. You have free will. All along.
Okay.
So do we have permission to time
yes.
travel a bit?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So while you're there in that oscillating light, I'd like you to breathe with that light. Take some nice deep breaths, and I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3. Focusing on that light. It's spinning, spinning. 4. And each time you hear my voice, you get more and more relaxed, letting go, and conscious of yourself as the energy. This brilliant light. 5. Going deeper and deeper. Now that energy that you are, that consciousness that you are, that light that you are, is aware of the vastness of its own being. And taking deep breaths, going deeper and deeper. you become very conscious of the core center of the light that you are, and the energy of your own essence. And how from that core center, there are streams that go out into other dimensions, other realities. And you have a sense of it all happening at once. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now just stay there, stay there. And as we go along here, I'm going to say some things, and we're going to have a little dialogue with your permission. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing I'd like you to do is, again, focus on the core of your own center and the light that you are. And feel all your guides with you. Feel them, all the light beings with you, all the love that is available to you. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And it's from there, in your choice, to be everywhere that you are. You create realities in all these different dimensions. And now, for the sake of convenience, I'd like you to focus on a reality that's known in a world as the year 2525. And it may come in like a stream of light. You may feel yourself going toward that dimension like a wave, an energy wave. Do you feel that?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Breathe deeper. Go back to your center. There's no right or wrong. So let's do an overview. While you're in your center and you feel all that love, is there something from here that you want to say? Something you want to share?
I am one.
You are one. And from that state of oneness, there is a knowing or a sense of knowledge of what is occurring outside of time and space at the point of resolution, where some souls call the year 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Take some deep breaths. Feel your guides come around you. Do you feel your connection to all these different dimensions?
It's a little hard for me to do that. I'm at work and I'm kind of sitting in a studio, and
you're
so
doing good.
It's hard for me to, I shouldn't label it, but I mean, it's a little more difficult than if I was sitting at home, I think I'd be easy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's let go of the fact that you're at work, all right?
Okay.
You're free. Remember, you're free, all right? That space, the form that TJ is sitting in, is actually energy. It's just an energy point. Do you feel the freedom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now from that space of freedom, take three deep breaths, going deeper, and you're doing really well, really well. Two, another deep breath, focusing on that light, the essence, and the center that you are. Three. And now I'd like you to focus on your spirit guides. They're all around you. They're all with you. You feel them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now there's one in particular who's pointing down a long hallway. You see a long hallway in front of you?
Yes.
Can you envision that?
Yes.
Good. Do you want to walk down that hallway?
Sure.
Okay. So as you walk down the hallway with that light being, there are all these doors on either side, and all these doors have the number of years on them. Can you see those doors and the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So keep walking. You're walking past the year 2013. It's there. Walking past that 2015. And if you see a door and you have the urge that you want to go there, just let me know. 2016. 2017. 2018. 2019. 2020. 2021. 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. You see that door?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you notice, you can see a little light peeking out from under the door. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that guide there with you?
Yes.
Feel the energy of light with you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Would you like to go in that door?
Yes.
All right. So your guides are all going with you because you're never separate. Why don't you turn the handle?
Okay.
And walk into that light, that particular light in that dimension there. And when you open the door, what's the first thing you see?
I see somebody in a spacesuit.
Okay, somebody in a spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the spacesuit look like?
It's got a helmet, like a glass helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, kind of like what the astronauts would wear.
Okay. What color is it?
Metallic.
Okay. Pay attention to all the details. With the helmet on, do they have any breathing apparatus or anything like that?
I assume it's from within.
Okay. Is this person who's greeting you, can they see you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you two know each other?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. Is he speaking to you?
I don't think so. Maybe he is telepathically.
Okay. Is this person in a space suit from the Earth or from someplace else?
I think he's from Earth. That's what I felt when I walked in the door.
Okay. All right. And what is he doing?
He's just standing there, like he's greeting me when I come in.
Like he's been waiting for you?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. You have a greeter. And does he want you to want to show you anything? Motioning for you to follow him.
I've kind of lost his vision now. I don't see him there anymore.
Okay, take a deep breath. And remember, you're in the year 2525.
Is it 2025 or 2525?
2025.
Okay.
Okay. Look at your feet.
Okay.
Look at your feet. See them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, pick your head up. Look around in that space. What else stands out for you?
It's like a big room. And there's a wall. And there's people or something sitting up above that wall. Like like in some kind of stadium or something where there's people all the way around. But this wall just keeps going. I can't really tell. I can just see the wall and kind of see a part of them.
Take another deep breath and feel the energy. Does it feel like this is a happy place?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So you're feeling comfortable?
Yeah, I'm not feeling uncomfortable.
All right. What are the people wearing?
Togas, maybe?
That's
what it looks like to me.
Okay. So their style of dress is a little different.
It's like Roman almost.
Okay. And when you look around, what condition is the earth in? Do you notice anything outstanding?
You mean just looking at the whole planet?
Just looking at the area that you're in. The earth taken care of from what you can see where you are.
It appears everything's clean, but this seems like a city somewhere.
City somewhere. And the togas, are they like white robes?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. So you're in a dimension, in some dimension known as 2025, and they're wearing white robes. And is this a spiritual event?
Well, at first when I walked in, I thought they were eating or something. They were kind of enjoying something.
Okay. All right. So that you've come into a celebration.
Perhaps so.
Okay. Now, as you're standing there and you're looking at everyone, can you see their auras?
Some of them, yeah, I can see it a little bit.
Okay, and what stage, how are their auras? Are they clear?
Not completely.
So there are some things being worked out then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like you to take another deep breath and look at your feet again so you feel yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Feel your own essence, your own light. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to go into the year 2525?
2525, you're like 1,000 or how many years after that? That's 500 years after.
Yeah, would you like to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So the first thing I'd like you to do is to take another deep breath. And just reaffirm you're going to hold the memories and that whatever, whenever you come back, you're going to come back with more and more details.
Okay.
Of things.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now that spirit guide and all your spirit guides that are with you, they're kind of encouraging you to move out of this door back to the hallway.
Okay?
Okay. A nice practice. Beautiful. You're doing good. Now you're coming back to the hallway. And shutting the door. Do you feel yourself there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we may take another stop or two on the way to 2525. But as you walk, what I'd like you to do is just breathe and relax and feel your own light and your own essence and the magnitude of your light. Now you're walking down that hall and you're walking past the years 2030. You're up that far. You're starting to be teleported now. It's like that sensation that things are going faster. Like you're on an escalator. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
The hallway is moving quickly. and you're going past the year. We're going past 2040, 2050. 2070, 2080, 2090, and you're going forward. Now you're moving beyond the numbers, moving quicker and quicker. Now you're standing in front of a door, and the numbers on the door are 2317. Can you see those numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Feel your spirit guides and your light with you, right?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Would you like to go in that door and just peek?
Sure.
Okay. So open that door. Just go in.
Okay.
See the light greeting you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you see?
I see all kinds of plants.
Plants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. What kind of plants?
I don't know what kind they are.
Are they new?
They're green. Some of them flowering. I don't recognize them. I'm not a plant expert, I guess.
No, but do they look like they're new forms of vegetation?
Maybe so.
Okay. What I'd like you to do now is really focus again on your feet. Feel yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. And as you look at the plants, look around you. Do you see any animals or people or
no.
water?
I just see a room full of what appears to be plants.
Just a room full of plants?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the life form? Are you on Earth?
I believe so.
Okay. Now, if you look off to the left, you may actually feel a person.
Mm-hmm.
Moving. See anything there?
Yeah, there's an image over there.
Yeah. And they want to come forward.
Okay.
They actually see you, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're coming to you, and how are they dressed?
Some kind of flowing gown or something that looks very comfortable.
Okay, what color skin do they have?
It's a darker.
Yeah, darker skin.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the eyes. What color eyes?
I would say they're bluish.
Okay. All right. When they see you, what do they do?
They appear to be friendly.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to speak to them?
They're nodding.
They're nodding, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell them where you're from.
Do you want me to do that out loud now?
You can do it telepathically with them if you like.
Okay.
Just take some deep breaths. And just stay present. And why don't you ask this lovely being if they have a message for you?
I'm not getting anything back.
They're just standing there looking at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing you as a spirit.
Hmm. Maybe.
Okay. That's what they're saying. All right. So take another deep breath. And are you ready to leave this place of beautiful vegetation and this lovely spirit?
Yeah.
And move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So focus on your light again. And start moving back toward the door. Go through the door and shut the door. Feel your essence and your spirit guides with you. And things are starting to move forward again. And you're moving forward. Forward. Things are moving rapidly. Faster and faster. Now you're in front of a door. You're in front of the door with the year 24, 21. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And do you see a light under that door?
Yeah.
Would you like to go in there?
Sure.
Okay. So the door opens, and as you go in, you see the light. Focus on your feet and your own essence again. And then look up and tell me what you see, if you would.
I see several people sitting at, it's almost like they're sitting in front of a speaker or a judge or somebody. Authority.
Authority. Who are they speaking to?
They're all sitting, and the individual that is speaking is conversing back and forth with them.
Can you hear what's being said?
No.
Okay, would you like to hear what's being said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take a nice deep breath and stand there as if they don't see you, because right now they don't, okay? But what I'd like you to do is affirm that you can hear what's being said to yourself, okay? That you have extrasensory perception in your ear realm, clear audience, okay? Can you hear anything?
Hmm. Something to do with the people. I heard something to do with the words, the people.
People.
And then also, I just heard the word change.
Okay.
I heard the word conflict.
Okay. So is this some kind of court?
That's what I'm, it seemed like it at first, but I don't think it is. I mean, because it's like they're debating and talking about things. It's almost like a parliament.
Okay. Do you feel a sense of equality with everyone?
I had a good feeling when I walked in that these souls were working together on something better.
So there's some union here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's really good. It's a beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that understanding, would you like to move towards your destination?
Sure.
Okay. So move back toward the door and out the door. Shut the door. And I'd like you to pause before we move ahead. And again, feel into your essence, your light. And feel yourself filled with that light and all your connections of light with you. Your guides, your angels, Michael, everyone. Feel them?
Mm-hmm.
Now things, that hallway starts moving again. And it's starting to speed forward. And it's going to speed forward to the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. And now you're standing in front of the door that reads 2525. Do you see that there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready to go in?
Yes.
Okay. So as you walk in, your guides go with you. What do you see when you open the door first off?
I see gold. Some kind of something built out of gold. Some kind of structure built out of gold.
Solid gold?
Hmm.
Or is it light gold?
Oh, it looks like a solid, almost a solid, but there's light around it.
Wow. Can you describe that?
The structure is, it's almost like a, you know, like the, when they put together a building and they have the frame, the metal frame of it, with all the steel girders.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I saw, is like these, something made out of, they were long, tall, and they were bent at certain points further up, so they would circle back down. And they were made out of gold, and there was like some kind of, maybe it held them in place, but there were these different pieces that held them in place together. And then I see a light around it, a golden and white light.
Okay. So is this like a temple?
I never thought of that. It could be.
Mm-hmm. And do you see anyone there?
I see beings of light, but they're not physical.
So you see energy.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to see if they would like to speak with you?
Sure.
Speak with them.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you, they know you're there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask telepathically if they will speak with you?
They ask me what I'd like to know.
Is there something you'd like to know?
Tell me about the year 2525. Man has moved past physical bodies, even though they still exist, and man has moved past darkness and destruction.
So these beings are telling you that all's heaven now.
We become more light bodies and what used to exist here doesn't exist anymore. Some of the things that weren't in harmony.
Okay. Can I ask questions?
Go ahead.
Will these beings answer questions for me? Would you ask them that first?
Would you answer? Yes.
Okay. Is there still physical life on Earth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is there physical life on other planets?
Yes.
All right. Now, is the universe working together now, though, totally?
Not completely.
Okay. Are those that are still working out the feelings of separation moving toward evolution much more so, though?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Are those that are working out issues of separation moving more toward union?
Those people have worked that out, but they're telling me there's other places where people wish to experience that.
Okay. Okay. But the basic flow is union?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It already has been achieved in this place.
Is there a message they would have for anyone or for the people of the year 2013, 2014?
They're telling me don't get caught up in believing that you have to do anything but just be yourself. Many people are believing that they have to do something, become something, in order to make this change. And they're saying you already are the change, you already know you are the change, and allow it to be and allow it to travel at its own pace. And don't feel that you have to become something that you're not ready for or just don't want to do at this point. It will move forward regardless.
Is there a message for all of you for TJ?
If he chooses, he can start developing his light body. They're showing me their light bodies. We all have them. We're meant to have physical and life bodies while we're in a physical body.
Okay, is this future progression work a step toward that for him?
Yes.
Okay. And would it serve his highest good and the highest good of all if we continue to work together on this with him?
Absolutely.
All right. So this is exciting. We wish to thank you for your service, and TJ. Take a nice deep breath, feel your essence and your connection. And these beings you're talking to, these are part of your spirit guides, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Yes. And this is part of the team that wants to work with raising your frequency and also communicating with you. This is part of your group.
Hmm. I kind of got the feeling that, and maybe it happened before then because I didn't talk to it, but in that time period, there was no disease, there was no want of hunger. The physical body was capable, when it was immersed with the light body, of doing just about anything. Not getting old, traveling to other locations in the thought.
Like this.
Yeah.
Teleporting.
Yeah, and so the way we see our physical bodies now are quite different than what I saw in that time of 25.
Okay. Well, what I'd like you to do you still have your eyes shut?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still focus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like you to acknowledge these guys who are your spirit guides, okay?
Okay.
That want to assist you, these light beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And see if they have, you may want to thank them. That's the first
thing. Thank you.
Then. And I'm going to suggest that you stay open to keeping, having more and more details from that future time come in, just like you started talking.
Mm-hmm.
To retain that and see what else comes in. Remember, you can access this anytime.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to come back through the door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're coming back through the door, and you're turning around, and I'd like you to focus on your light and your connection to all your guides, including those in 2525, and let yourself start to feel that hallway move quicker and quicker, quicker and quicker, like it's coming. It's coming down an escalator, and it's moving toward the earth, okay, and those doors whiz by. You keep coming back. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, getting closer and closer to the earth. Things are starting to slow down a little bit. 9, 10. Now you're standing on the earth, and you're through the dimension of 2013. I'd like you to focus on your feet. When you open your eyes, you come back calm, peaceful, feeling healthy, whole, and free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Feels good.
Excellent. Nice journey.
Have you traveled before like that?
Yeah, but when I do it, like for example, somebody said to me, so Joy, what do you see? What did you see in the year 2075? And I just blink my eyes and feel myself there and look around.
Mm.
And that's okay. Where I feel like you'll go, you know. But you never did it before, so now you have like a format. It just kind of channeled through me, though. That's how it happened.
What did you see when you went forward in the future? What did you run into?
I saw things that... like one of the first things I saw was that the waters were pristine and that the air was very clear, and I knew that there was some kind of global signal that was put out through sound whenever somebody polluted the earth, and whenever this happened, the people of the earth stopped whatever they did to clear whatever was going on, and things would just kind of clear up before they proceeded. So there was such reverence with the earth and maintaining her in integrity. So I saw that very clear. There are times when I've been in the future, and when you said that people didn't have the forms they had, well, I had that experience where I went in the future, and I saw myself as a light body and spinning, just like that whole oscillating thing. And that's what I saw.
Mm.
And it's just different things like that. One thing I really, really remember very clearly was how blue and clear the oceans were. They were perfect, perfect again. And there, people were working with cooperation. There wasn't all this discord. So the things that you hit on were very much what I saw.
Sometimes I was trying to determine, am I really seeing this, or is this just in my brain that it's showing this to me, you know?
Well, I think if you keep in mind what I just said that I saw was like very similar to what you saw. And you and I never discussed this before. So I would lay odds there's something to it. Time travel is a lot easier than what people think. They're used to thinking, oh, it's got to be complicated, it's got to be this or that. But with the different messages you were getting, and the other thing that was happening was I can see in the future, and I could validate what you were seeing, okay? So it's like you were having the experience, but but I was seeing it.
You could see it too. You could actually see it while I was doing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
because I was pulling, I thought I was pulling some of that stuff out of my backside, to be honest. I'm thinking,
no,
where is this message coming from? Is that just my brain thinking that?
Well, I think your brain is thinking what it's thinking now. That's the part of you that questions
yourself. Mm. I just, whatever word popped in my head is what I told you, you know?
And well, I thought, that was you plugging in.
Okay.
And, I mean, for you to go to that place and find your guides, that is pretty phenomenal. That's a really cool thing to do.
Hmm.
You know, and I saw them.
Were they big and hairy and scary?
You're so into the big, hairy, and scary guys. And you're this brilliant light with all these light beings that want to help you.
I know.
I think when you channel, too, my hit was that you'll channel those guys. Because you did.
The hairy, scary ones?
Yeah, the ones at the very end in 25,
20. Oh, okay. The light,
yeah.
The light beings.
Yeah.
The light body beings.
Yes, absolutely.
So what was the astronaut doing, or the space guy or whatever? What was up with that?
I think that that's connected. This is just my hit. But you know how you do a lot of, like, intergalactic stuff and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I think the space guy was letting you know that in that year, there was a lot of focus on space kind of things.
Interaction
yeah.
with others? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what year that was, that one.
Me either. That came and went. But now, are you recording this for today?
Yeah.
So it's being pre-recorded while we're doing this.
That is correct.
Wow. I'll tell you, modern machinery is fascinating. I'm so grateful.
You know what? If I would have forgot to do it, I would have went back in time. And yes. I would have hit the record button. That's what I would have done.
Well, see, that's now you know. It's easy.
I'd have said, you know what?
Yep.
Walk down the hall and, oh, wait a second, 2013 and about an hour ago. Bloop.
Yep. You were under pretty long, too. Probably about 40 minutes.
Hmm. And you really think it worked? It wasn't just me?
Well, when you were there, and I would have you focus on your light and your feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel yourself there?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've never done it before.
You never did it before, but you felt the sensation, and that was the reason why I had you do that, so that you could affirm your feet were there, your essence was there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So we are at, we're just about out of time, believe it or not, that whole thing.
I know.
Hmm?
I know, that went fast, didn't it? No time.
I wish we'd have got some people to call in. Maybe next time. We keep doing this, keep promoting it.
Yeah, we just promoted it 2 days ago.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's been the holidays, so we'll just promote again.
So what do you think is going to happen then? Now that you've been in the future, you heard me talk about it. What do you think is going to happen? Because we got a lot of problems on this planet right now, don't we?
I know. It's like I said, I feel like my feeling when I've been in the future was I came to this realization that this space known as Earth, she's birthing herself. She's birthing a heaven here. And the frequency of that is going to keep raising. And people are going to get on board more and more, and they are. And I think it's underway. It's not even I think, I see, I feel that it is, you know, underway. I feel like we're not waiting, we're experiencing
right.
more.
Right. It's already in the process, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Mama Earth is in labor, you know, and things are happening. So I feel that's one thing. The other thing that I feel really strongly is, you know how the Earth is a living, breathing, conscious being?
Yes.
I feel that's true for other planets, and I feel that our solar system will keep growing and becoming bigger, and that the souls that kind of go through their ascension process that are ready well, take their planetary position, become a planet or a star or something, and, you know, just kind of add their piece to the universe. And I feel like since there's no time or space, everything's constantly evolving. But it's all linking up. It's happening, and I feel there's not going to be an ending. I feel there'll be a continuation of evolution.
You know what I did? What I did take away too is that you asked if everybody was in union, and all the whole universe of the planets. And I kind of got the sense that there were places that still weren't or had become like Earth used to be. Mm-hmm. And I think it was for those that wanted to continue to experience that.
Yeah.
It's like an evolution. It starts out, and then people go there, and beings go there, and then eventually it becomes what we are becoming. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, you know, because I got to imagine there's always going to be a place if people, we as beings, want to experience that.
Yes, but I feel that too is a part of the union, you know?
It has to be, right? Like, it has to be all part of it, right?
Yeah. Because that's union. Union includes everyone, whether people are choosing to evolve, they're just waking up, whether they're saying, no, I don't want to, you know, that union is still holding their soul and a place for them. So I feel that there will always be the opportunity to live the resolution of that for all souls.
In the somewhat physical realm. Away from that.
Spiritual, however they want to do it.
In the spiritual realm, as they step away from the physical world, I think it's a lot more aware. People are a lot more aware. We are, as beings, are a lot more aware of what it is.
I do, too. I mean, there's no distraction on the Earth plane. But at the same time, I feel there's opportunity to live the spirit realm here now, mm-hmm. never before.
Yeah.
For everyone. And that is exciting. Hey, happy 2014.
Happy 2014 to you, Joy.
Thank you.
I wonder what awaits us in those years. Next year.
Yes, maybe we'll find out.
More adventures.
Yes, and a happy 2014 to our listeners, and we hope that you tell your friends about our journeys together.